this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Troops massed near an Iraqi city. Shiite militias headed to the outskirts of Ramadi on Monday in the aftermath of an Islamic State victory there. The military and tribal forces that fled Ramadi Sunday have regrouped on the city's eastern edge in what several sources tell VOA is an attempt to block any IS advance toward Baghdad. U.S. President Barack Obama says the government will prohibit the use of some military-style equipment by local law enforcement. During a speech in Camden, New Jersey, Monday, Mr. Obama said the equipment intimidates residents and sends the wrong message. About 170 rival motorcycle gang members remain jailed Monday in Texas following a deadly shootout and brawl at a Waco restaurant the day before. Here's a police spokesman.
Those individuals are being charged with engaging in organized crime in reference to the shooting at Twin Peaks, which is a capital murder.
Police are investigating the incident that left 9 bikers dead and 18 injured at the Twin Peaks restaurant in Waco, Texas. The jailed suspects are being held on $1 million bond. Police said they had warnings that the bikers planned to gather at the Twin Peaks, a chain of sports bars known for their scantily clad waitresses, but that the restaurant management had refused to cooperate. The chain's management revoked the franchise rights of the Waco outlet. Nigeria's military says it has destroyed 10 Boko Haram camps and killed an unknown number of terrorists as part of its continuing offensive against the militants in the northeastern Sambisa Forest. A military spokesman says the prominent Dure camp was among those that fell on Saturday. This is VOA News. A senior U.S. diplomat says a ceasefire agreement in eastern Ukraine is, in her words, being violated on a daily basis. U.S. Assistant Secretary for European and Eurasian Affairs Victoria Nuland made the statement Monday after talks in Moscow with Russian officials.
Any new hostilities ignited by separatist forces with Russian support would also be a violation of Minsk. Minsk is being violated on a daily basis on the western side of the Minsk line.
Nuland suggested that separatists in eastern Ukraine were responsible for the bulk of the violations. European Union foreign and defense ministers met in Brussels on Monday to establish a military operation in the Mediterranean Sea to stop migrants from trying to reach Europe in unsafe and overcrowded boats. Illegal migration jumped to the top of the agenda last month when more than 700 people drowned in the worst shipwreck in decades of dangerous seaborne migration. Tens of thousands of Macedonians turned out Monday to support Prime Minister Nikola Gruevski's government. The demonstration was a counter-protest after opposition supporters marched through the capital Skopje a day earlier to demand the prime minister's resignation. After diplomatic consultations in Seoul, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry virtually ruled out any possibility for renewed dialogue with North Korea over its nuclear program. Brian Patton has more.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry cited North Korea's recent submarine-launched ballistic missile test as the latest example of North Korea's continued pursuit of offensive and nuclear weapons in violation of United Nations Security Council resolutions. And he described Kim Jong-un as grotesque and grisly for reportedly ordering the public execution of his highest-ranking defense minister, Hyang Young-chol, with an anti-aircraft gun. Brian Patton, VOA News, Seoul.
Protesters took to the streets in the capital of Burundi Monday for the first time since a failed coup attempt against the president last week. Gabe Josselow takes a look.
Protesters gathered in the same quarters of the city where they had been demonstrating against President Pierre Nkurunziza for the past 4 weeks, saying his plan to run again violates the law. In past protests, demonstrators have thrown stones at the police from behind makeshift barricades in the streets. Police officers have responded with tear gas and live gunfire. The military has taken a mostly neutral position. But on Monday, days after a renegade commander attempted to overthrow the president, the military's role appeared to change. Heavily armed soldiers actively put down the demonstrations. Gabe Josselow, Bujumbura.
On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes ended the day up today. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.